chiming bells, and next thing you know, they're going to be doing the Macarena.
Hey, Macarena. I am so happy the Bird Ears chose that moment to start recording.
Oh my god, that was epic. That was epic.
But that said, 20 minutes late, we're ready to begin.
Yes.
Yeah, and all we have to do the sound check. Check, 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 check.
I have sound checked already. We're good. Thanks, Storm.
Okay. Now we have to sound check Yuchiko.
No.
What the hell was that? The Titanic?
My heart will go on.
That was the melody wasn't even right.
Because you can hit the button by mistake, and I've done that.
Okay.
We got to figure this out somehow.
Today's podcast.
Brought to you by You Can Hit the Button by Mistake.
No, today's podcast, 16 minutes. Of coffee shop noises. Enjoy.
I've turned the sensitivity down even more, which means, unfortunately, Juko and I have to speak up even more, and you'll hear delicious coffee being brewed in the background right now.
This is episode 9 of Bird That Life, and this episode is brought to you by not Starbucks.
It's 8.
Or?
Jesus
Christ. Yes, this is episode 8. Because we can count.
Yeah.
I'm Core.
I'm Fleeks.
I'm Semi-Storm.
And I'm Purple.
No, you're pink. You're very pink.
You're pink.
Even right now, your face is turning very pink.
Oh, I believe it. We're in public, and I don't do this.
How did we get the pink one to show up?
He drove all the way from Elko, Nevada to be here. So damn. I can't deny the small pink one to be here.
Well, you know, he's pink because he loves us birds so much. That's all.
No, like, he's physically here. Like, he's not part of the Discord thing. Like, if I wanted to, I could rub his nipples. I just did. I totally rubbed his nipples.
You love the birds. Wow, yeah. Nipples will get rubbed at the place, I know.
Hi, Cor.
Rubbed a bird's nipples. Wow.
Yeah. No, though.
As is growing tradition here, Juko, why don't you tell us how you found the fandom and how you became a bird?
Really?
Yes, really.
We demand it.
It's good to know he's just as whiny in real life.
Hey. Am I gonna have...
Jesus.
He never used a microphone.
I don't. I got my little microphone right here.
Well, you hold it up to your lips like this, and then you talk into it. Just about.
Not too close, not too close, not too close.
Teaching a griffin how to use a microphone.
So, yes. Yuko.
Someone teach me, please.
I'm sorry, what was my name again?
I call you Yuko. I know that it's Yuko, but I think you're
Yuko.
Like...
Yuko.
Yuko. Yuko. Yuko. Yuko. It's Yuko, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, but I think you expect from me to say Yuko, so I say Yuko.
Das ist Yuko.
That's just Yuko. Er ist ein pinker Greif.
Aw. I have no idea what you said, but it was sweet. That said, Juko, do you want to go ahead with your introduction?
What was the question again?
Yeah, he's half passed out.
Tell us about
how you found the Foundum.
Yes.
And how you became a bird.
I honestly don't really remember how I found the Foundum. Internet.
Well, I guess I'm just going to have to drag it out of you a little bit, but didn't you say something how you started in the My Little Pony fandom?
Oh, God.
Fuck you.
Which also explains the pinkness.
Which also explains why he can't remember.
I'm going to have
to... Yeah, it's...
Juko, I'm going to have to bro-hoof you now. Sorry.
Oh, no.
But it's not a reason for shame. The show was pretty decent, I would say. I saw the hype as it was like super hyped, and then I decided to start to watch a few episodes while my ex-girlfriend trained on her home trainer, and I participated on the watching more or less, and then I thought it isn't that bad. You absolutely could tell that it was made by the creators from Powerpuff Girls.
Oh, so yeah, definitely.
The humor was pretty much the same, and I think that Pinkie Pie is a pretty good character. It's well made.
So, okay, first of all, it's all about Big Mac and Princess Celestia. Those two are the most badass.
Welcome to BronyCast. Actual BronyCast? Fuck off, we're the new BronyCast.
But going back to Mr. Pinkie Pie there, okay. So you got into the brony thing and started making love to all the ponies and singing songs and whatnot. And how did you go from that into being Mother Cluckin' Bird Kitty awesomeness, being a griff?
I kind of realized that the fandom wasn't really for me, so... Yeah, I don't remember who it was that actually knew me, but God, I really sound like a fucking chick.
Everybody's voice sounds different when they're on mic, I promise.
Well, I'm like trying to keep my voice down.
Oh, no, don't even worry about it. Like, we've got a small child walking in the building now. Just go crazy, man.
Okay, Hugo, your voice sounds good to me.
I can assure you, Juko, somebody right now is masturbating to the sound of your voice, so please continue.
No.
Probably doesn't help.
That doesn't help.
The point is, your voice sounds good, really. Just don't worry about it. Just roll with it.
So a better question. How did you came up with your Griffin character?
Well, I'd always kind of liked the concept of Griffins, and... I actually was talking to a friend of mine that goes by Harlow or Chai to everybody in the chat, and she actually helped me create him.
And so the young Chai Griffin that we know, wow.
Yeah. Yep. The one that's doing all the artwork right now? Yeah.
Yeah. That's amazing.
That's really amazing. So,
yeah, I've actually got my original artwork from her.
But I'm going to turn the microphone way down because now we got lots of crunching happening in the background. So you guys go ahead and, I guess, talk and do things and we'll sit here awkwardly.
Hang on a sec. All right, Juko just posted you. Oh my God, that's adorable. That is so adorable. Oh my goodness.
And tell me that is not pink. Dare you to tell me. Like, I'm talking to you, Juko.
Okay, yes. He was originally a little more pink. A little lot.
No, so this joke has actually been running for a long ass time, probably since the origination of Bird Crew when he joined. Because what was it, last year when you came out here for Christmas and we were like wandering around, what was that one big warehouse store's name?
Oh, God, I don't remember.
Sporting goods store.
I think it was Cabela's, wasn't it?
I don't think it was Cabela's. I think it was another one. Shields. So we were wandering around Shields, which is a huge warehouse. And like,
not the ice cream.
I'm not going to tell the ice cream story. Well, maybe now that you mentioned, I have to tell the ice cream story.
No.
Hey, I got to ask you an important question, Fleeks.
Yeah.
Okay, since, you know, we've lost the other members of our flock right now, what have you brought with you to drink today?
I have an Regensburger Spital strong ale. And I just figured out that I have the strong ale, and somehow I thought I had the chocolate stout, but I have the strong ale actually. And now I'm a bit confused, but it has a 10% of alcohol, and it's a craft beer from a local brewery. And yeah, like I said, I thought I had the chocolate stout, but somehow I misgrabbed, like it seems.
Okay. On my end, I actually got beer today.
Oh, beer. That's
yes. Good. Well, technically a lager. I got Wild Blue Premium Blueberry.
Okay, so we seem to be recording and doing okay now. So, yeah, I guess we'll start with you guys again. Tell us what you guys are drinking, and then we'll move on to what we're drinking.
All right, okay. Fleeks, go for it.
I'm drinking Regensburger Spital strong ale I accidentally grabbed instead of a chocolate stout, and it has 10% alcohol, and I think that will kill me today.
Say the name for us one more time, please.
Regensburger Spital strong ale, and Regensburg is actually the name of my hometown, and so it's a local.
I wish I could have caught the face that Juco made when you first said it, because I think it just captured perfectly anytime you say a beer name to us that we just don't understand.
Clueless.
Okay, what I wanted to add is that it is a local craft beer, and so I'm going local again.
Aw.
And it's really and strong, so...
10% alcohol by volume, yeah, that's a really strong beer.
Yeah. But it's well, pretty I did good.
Well, I would say I've got something special. I went, instead of getting my traditional wine this week, I went and got a premium blueberry lager.
Ooh.
Known as Wild Blue.
I love blueberry brews. I love blueberry in beer. That's like a perfect combination.
I have never had blueberry in my beer. I've had blueberry wine before. It took a while to track down, but beer? No.
Hey, it is top chef shit. This stuff is 8% alcohol. Oh, shut up. This stuff is 8% alcohol by volume. And for some reason, you have to have it really, really cold for it to taste good. Otherwise, it tastes like shit. But if you get it really, really cold and you drink it, two bottles of this will land me on my Grifonic ass for 4 hours. It's amazing.
Oh, good.
Yeah, my favorite beer is a blueberry stout, and I it's so hard to get, but that makes it special, and yeah. So, and Corin Yuko, what are you drinking in the etablissement you right now?
Did you remember what it was you ordered, Yuko?
It was called a Van Halen. It has 0% alcohol by volume.
It's coffee.
It's coffee.
We're at a coffee shop right now, hence the background noises, if you haven't picked up on already. And what is in a Van Halen?
Don't ask, because I don't remember.
Okay.
They didn't even sneak in a little container full of booze to slip into the coffee. What the hell's wrong with you guys? Such amateurs.
No, because he just drove for 4 hours to get here, and he looks tired as shit. And then I just woke up, so. And I got, I love the name of this. It's called a Snickerfucker. Yes.
Okay. I would have ordered the two if I would have read it on the menu.
That was my exact sentiments. I saw it on the menu. I'm like, I don't really like snickerdoodle all that much, but this is actually really good. So it's it's like intense snickerdoodle flavoring with like almonds and what other nuts do they put in coffee sometimes? Because it's like a whole mashup of just like nuts.
Yeah, I don't know what snickerdoodles are, but yeah, I can imagine. I love nuts.
Welcome back to the most technically challenged Bird Lot Life episode yet.
Right?
Okay.
I will never do coffee shop again. I'll figure more shit out before I ever do this again.
I'm sorry, I broke everything.
Yuko broke everything. Let's go with that.
I agree. So the pinkness absorbs Wi-Fi signal. And
I did not know that. But I need to make a paper about that. I need to make a paper about pinkness and the influences on radio waves.
Exactly. Little known fact, they're on the same spectrum. They're within that same range, so it just absorbs all of the signal.
But shouldn't be Yuku then a good hotspot?
No, because he's absorbing, not outputting.
I'm still...
Oh, okay.
Really? Wow. So this question goes back to Juko. Are you there?
I am.
Okay, yeah. Give me hobbies, and then if there's like your favorite game, movie, and etc. So you know, list off some things that you really enjoy.
He's shaking his head. He doesn't enjoy anything.
I've got nothing.
So you enjoy likes. He likes verbal abuse.
I could catch them.
Yeah, sorry, verbal abuse. Okay, Juko, do you have any favorite foods? Let's start there.
Sushi.
Sushi.
Oh, one of those.
I am one of those.
I love sushi too. I love sushi too. I could kill for sushi. Really?
Maybe I'm weird, but I never have liked sushi. I haven't found sushi I've liked yet.
Oh my.
In all honesty, I have tried every sushi like platter that someone has put in front of me. I've given a legitimate try. I don't have a taste for it at all. But I have always tried.
Juko, what's your favorite pizza kind of pizza?
You guys gonna hate me? I'm sorry. I like pineapples on it.
Oh my god.
No,
that's not pizza.
Sorry. That's
not
better.
My pizza. Not my
pizza. That's better. That's
hashtag
better.
Not my pizza. Hashtag the real Pizzagate.
Hey, Juko, I give you credit. That's better than what I thought you were going to say, which is anchovies. Which, if you said anchovies, I would have to disown you. I'm sorry.
Nobody likes anchovies.
Never tried anchovies on pizza. Don't even know what anchovies. Fishes, right? Like
yes.
Tiny fishes.
One of my friends likes anchovies, okay? No one else at the party did. So what he did...
Holy shit! It's an avalanche!
Lord!
Get safe!
So, anyway...
Take cover!
So, anyways, he orders his pizza for the party, right? And he asks the pizza place to hide the anchovies below the cheese. So no one would know there was anchovies on this pizza until you took a bite into it.
Sorry.
Is he literally Satan?
Yes. We threw the pizza at him and forced him to buy us another one. He was an asshole.
Oh, I would too. I had chicken, bacon, and ranch pizza for the first time last night. It was blasphemy, but it was delicious.
You know what I like as pizza? I have a lot of favorites, and we have very creative pizzas in Germany. And one of two of my favorites are first the cheeseburger pizza that has the contents of a whole cheeseburger except the bread on the pizza. And my second one is a hot dog pizza, which has the whole content of a hot dog on it except the bread. And oh god, it's so amazing with the Danish sauce and the fried onions and roasted onions. It's roasted onions, yeah. And then I don't know. I heard you don't put pickles on hot dogs in America.
Some do.
I thought you were from Germany, not America.
We put relish on our hot dogs. Yeah, Juco has this expression of horror on his face as you were describing a cheeseburger pizza, which is a thing here, but not to that level of insanity.
No, I love it. A Chicago style hot dog has just about everything but the kitchen sink on it. So relish is on.
Yeah, where we had an amazing chili hot dog place here in my home. We had an amazing. Oh God! What are the bell?
That's the door.
So we had.
You have to power through it and ignore the bells.
We had an amazing hot dog place here in my hometown, and it had the best hot dog I ever ate, and it was a chili dog with roasted onions and cheese, a lot of cheese, and it was so damn good. Oh God, it has chili con carne on it, and oh God, it was the perfect hot dog, really. Oh God. And I missed that shop so much.
You can hear the orgasm practically dripping from Fleek's beak.
Oh yeah. It's like an orgasm of flavors. It was really so good, and I was addicted to it. And since I was like regular customer, I got that hot dog for $1.50 instead of $2.50. Because I was like the regular, and then it closed. It just closed.
Well, that's why you showed up so often, and they gave you the regular discount that you ran out of.
I ruined the shop.
I'm thinking it's more like he went in so often, and then, you know, he skipped out 1 week, and that 1 week was enough just to send place into deficit.
Oh, man.
I have a question for you.
Uh-huh.
You got back from MFF last week.
Yes, I did.
How was it? Tell us about it.
Oh, it was a fucking week-long party. Unlike other cons, MFF, the party starts Wednesday night. Literally, we had fursuiters flooding the lobby Wednesday night of the hotel. It was unbelievable.
Awesome.
And so we start, you know, getting our drink on and partying, and I'm meeting friends coming in from out of town. And the panels were great. I hosted my first panel at MFF. Called furry. Basically, it was furry speed mingle. We expected to get 30 people, and we ended up getting 79.
Oh my God!
Our computer program we set up to run these. Basically, it's like a diet form of speed dating panel where you would text in if you like someone or didn't like someone with their badge number. Crashed. So. We had to improvise on the fly, and people left because they put us in a small room, even though we warned them. So our room was filled to capacity, but it was a blast. People hooked up and made friends and, you know, possibly more. That's how it goes. And we just had a really good time doing it. So I love doing that with my friend Chast, and we were the hosts. Nice. I spent way too much money at the Hyatt bar, but then again, the Red Bar, you know, $15 a drink, that's kind of happens. Ate way too much Chicago pizza, but again, that happens. And then I got the privilege of meeting with a friend named TC Foxtar. He's from New Zealand. He ended up.
Heard of that guy.
Oh, he's beyond fantastic. I ended up kidnapping him back to my nest for 2 nights after the con to take him around Chicago. And he had, yes, totally. The most amazing part about the con for me was the closing ceremonies. The con had raised $68,000 basically for charity. And of course, being MFF, people are like, wait, we're $68,000? Nah, we need to get this over 70. So at closing ceremonies, they start passing around hats, and people start throwing money in to raise it over 70. And so we went from going over 70 to 79,000.
Wow.
Oh, God.
That's awesome. That's literally like passing the dish at Sunday service and making $10,000 right there.
Oh, pretty God. Much. We came within 300 attendees of ish of AnthroCon, so a total of over 7,000 attendees to MFF this year.
That's horrifying to me.
Why is it so horrifying?
Okay, I try to attend that con next year.
It's fantastic. Why is it horrifying, though?
It really is cool, but it's also way too many people for like me to be able to tolerate. I can't be around like a room of like 20 people without like going, get me out.
Yeah, I know that feeling. I absolutely know that feeling. Like, I hate masses of people. But it's an exception if they all put in fursuits somehow. So furry cons are okay, generally. Yeah. But strangers, not. A mass of strangers. That's why I hate Oktoberfest or all the other... yeah.
So you've never been to actual Oktoberfest, Fleeks?
I was, and it was not awesome.
Fleeks, if I ever come to Germany, would you go to Oktoberfest with me?
Only for you, but only that you can see how not awesome it is.
That's perfectly okay. I want the experience, and I'm actually being legitimately serious here. I will go to Germany someday for Oktoberfest.
I tell you something about Oktoberfest, yeah?
And I'm bringing Juko with me.
Please.
Juko?
You're over in Chicagoland.
I really need to tell you a few facts about Oktoberfest. And the first fact is, that's the most disappointing, you do not get a seat, or you can't even enter a beer tent if you're not early enough, because they really close up, and then you have to stand in a queue, I missed the English pronunciation again, but I haven't already. A queue. Basically in a queue, you have to wait in the waiting line, and oh god, it's so horrible. And you don't get any beer if you're not in a beer tent. So no Stell sells beer there. You only get beer in the freaking tents. So. And you're not even allowed to walk with beer over the Oktoberfest. That the only place on the Oktoberfest you can drink beer is in the tents. And good luck to get in one of the tents.
You know what? It sounds like, and this is kind of a sad statement, but it sounds like Utah's Oktoberfest is better than that, because yeah, we have ours up in the ski resorts before they open up. So, I mean, they have tents, they have booths, but you can wander around openly in public with a stein, which is a huge statement for Utah if you know anything about our liquor laws.
But I know the alcohol laws, yeah.
But you can wander around with them, and there's representatives from local breweries and semi-local breweries from all the other states that will flood in just to...
Oh god, that sounds awesome.
It is. I didn't get to attend this year, but I got video and like... My friends were really kind of braggarts about it, which was a little hurtful.
Speaking of alcohol and whatnot, two things. Number one, we definitely need to do like a Bird That Life podcast in Germany one day. I'm built for this. Number two, I thought of something at MFF since I was just there. I saw an absolute ton of birds this year. We are really starting to get our numbers noticed. Especially in the menagerie, because as you may or may not know, Midwest Fur Fest did not do a fursuit walk of hell this year. They instead did a menagerie where different groups were called up and had photos taken. So they had an avian group. And all throughout the con, we were squawking about and having a good time. And I met more birds this year than I probably have ever at any MFF since 2006.
Damn.
And I saw Fleeks' shirts everywhere.
Oh yeah. By the way, I used that to announce that yesterday opened the pre-orders for the Bird Crew shirt 2.0. So if you want to order one, just look at my Twitter. I'm on Twitter known as Feather Fleeks, but I think we are also Put it on the website. I hope Core will put it for me on the website. So.
Oh yeah. I can mention that in the show notes as well. But like, if you follow us on Twitter at BirdLifePodcast, you can see us there at any point as well.
Yeah.
So we'll definitely tweet that on the podcast. Twitter,
yeah. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. So and that was to yeah. Thank you very much.
It was used as sort of an really thing. If we had the shirts, because I wore the Griffin shirt you made, it was used as a badge of honor. Because when you saw someone else wearing one of your shirts, we immediately made eye contact and mingled. Because it was like you're part of this exclusive club.
It really is.
Yeah, I love to see my shirts worn by people, and it's really the best part of selling the shirts. I don't make but my. Lot of earnings. I actually did not make much of an earning with the Griffin shirts because it hasn't that high of number of sales. But the thing that I appreciate the most is if they are worn and people walk in my more or less putting their art on their my art on their body. You know what I mean? That's like an honor.
Oh, wear my art, baby. Wear my art.
So many things I want to say right now, but I'm in a public coffee shop.
I think I'm a bit lost at the moment, but it was only the word body, right?
Body, yes.
Question body. Juco, are you there? I got a question for you.
What's up?
Here's my question. Have you ever gone to any furry cons? Or if not, what furry cons do you think you would like to go to one day?
I have indeed gone to a con.
What con is that?
I have gone to BLFC twice. And I went to the one here in Salt Lake, the Furry Unlocked. That's been it, but I plan on going back to BLFC again next year. So,
definitely. I also plan to attend BLFC. Furry Unlocked, for those who don't know, is now a dead convention. It's gone.
RIP.
Oh, sad.
Actually, thinking about going to BLFC myself, it's on my strong contenders list. I've heard good things.
Sounds way cool.
I really... playing with the thought of visiting Chicago and having the BFF there, because as I know, a certain Griffin lives in Chicago and he would make a good hotel.
A good hotel or a good hostel?
Hostel or hotel? Brothel. I don't know. No brothel. No
brothel. Oh, God. Yes, 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 I do. I do enjoy hosting my guests, especially my good friends. And I will happily take you around to see all that Chicago has to offer. So, by all means,
yeah.
It's my home city, lived here all my life.
If I travel, I really like to stay at locals, because locals know the city best. Fuck all the tourist traps and stuff. You really go best with somebody who lives there.
I wanted to ask you guys, do you want to play a game?
I absolutely want to play a game with you, Cor. And I overpronunciated it just because I could.
Yeah.
I figured because we have a special guest on the show, I would bring back just, for now, a bug, bird, or bluff.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus Christus.
The game that I will never be good at.
A game.
Well, why don't we start with you, Storm?
Let's start with Storm, right?
Let's start with the worst here. Yes, by all means.
And as always, I'm going to give you the easiest one. I promise you the easiest one that I have. Okay. Storm, are you ready?
I have my booze. I am ready.
Okay. Hackleberry Emperor. Pebble Skipper Prince. Rock Hopper.
Repeat that, please.
Hackleberry Emperor. Pebble Skipper Prince. Rock Hopper.
Hackleberry Emperor. Is that the? I think that might be a bird.
Hackleberry Emperor is a bug.
Oh.
So that leaves Pebble Skipper Prince and Rock Hopper.
Pebble Skipper Prince is
what? Can do it.
A bird.
Pebble Skipper Prince is a bluff.
Yeah. And Rock Hopper is a penguin.
Rock Hopper is a penguin.
See, he says, he claims he got me the easiest ones. I have played this game mentally.
Second
with
opinion
other
here.
Ones.
Really, Rock Hopper?
Same as him. That was
you
my
were
answers.
Okay.
Yes. Isn't the Rock Hopper is the main character of a animation
Happy
thingy,
Feet?
I think. Yeah.
The thing that's is, why, that's I've why played I this. It. I have played this game mentally when other people Core is asking questions to, and gotten it perfect. But whenever the Core asks me the questions, no, seriously, I'm being serious here. Whenever Core asks me the questions on the quote easy ones, he's so full of shit. It ain't even funny. It's like, really? Oh, this is the easy ones. No, here's the hardest fucking ones I got in my book just to make you look like an ass. All right,
If that were real, if you were like sitting next to each other, like Storm would like choke you right now.
You probably would.
I just imagine it. He wouldn't do that. I know that, but.
Juco, no. Next one is you.
Oh, Juco.
As I'll ever be, I guess.
Okay.
Make me proud, Juco.
Bug Burger Bluff. Banded Woolly Bear. Macaroni. Flochi Rigotti.
Did you say macaroni?
I did say macaroni. Banded Woolly Bear. Macaroni. Flochi Rigotti.
You've got to be fucking kidding me.
I know the answer for one at least.
He's having a seizure over here. He's like rocking back and forth.
What kind of names are these?
A bug, bird, and a bluff.
Have you ever listened to one of our episodes?
God.
Okay, what was the first one again?
Banded Woolly Bear.
A woolly bear. Okay, Macaroni, I'm serious.
I can see the gears in his tiny griffin brain turning right now.
The smoke. I'm scared.
I know what the bug is, but I don't know what the bird is.
What is it like?
Don't.
I will not help you. I will not
You're
help
a biologist, you. Flakes. Keep your griffin beak shut.
Macaroni's a bluff. The bear is going to be a bug, and what was the third one's going to be? A bird.
You can't have two birds.
Did I say?
Okay, I'll say it one more time
bluff,
for you.
Bug. Bird.
Banded woolly bear.
Bug.
Macaroni.
Bluff.
Flochi Rigotti.
Bird.
You got the bug right.
Yeah, but
the banded woolly bear is a bug. Macaroni is a bird.
What?
It is also a type of penguin.
You...
And then Flochi Rigotti is a type of pasta.
Yeah.
Which is
the last one had to be a fake. The last one had to be a fake. I don't know the macaroni.
Yeah, macaroni is a type of penguin. Okay.
Really?
Fleet, your turn.
Oh God! You
ready for this?
Hey! Before you ask Leaks the question, you better make sure this is like the hardest questions you ever came up with in your life. He's
already
a biologist.
Okay. I always make it specifically harder just for Fleeks.
Okay, give it to me.
Okay, Humboldt, Poplar Sphinx, Stellar Streak.
Humboldt, like the scientist Humboldt.
Humboldt. Humboldt.
Oh, like the bald, like the... Okay, I have no idea. Read them again, please.
Okay. Humboldt, Poplar Sphinx, Stellar Streak.
Stellar Streak, like the stellar, wait a second. Oh, I really have to think about that, because none of them pass me anything, but do it again. I just go, yeah?
Storm, you can't tell me that this one isn't super difficult if he's super having difficult. Me repeat it three times. Yes.
Tell me again.
Humboldt. Yeah. Poplar Sphinx. Stellar Streak.
The thing is, I know birds that have stellar in their names, but not a stellar streak. A streak like the I just say the stellar streak is a bird. And
stellar streak is a bluff.
Ah, fucking shit!
Oh my goodness.
Then I say the Humboldt is a bird, and the other one was a bug.
That is correct. Okay, so you're okay. Kind of two for three.
Yeah,
Humboldt you is another type of penguin. I went with penguins this week. Thank you. And then the poplar penguin. Sphinx is also a bug. So, oh, I forgot to mention, all the bugs are butterflies. The Huckleberry Emperor, the Poplar Sphinx, and the Banded Woolly Bear. Well, the Banded Woolly Bear is a caterpillar.
The Banded Woolly Bear is a caterpillar. I just wanted to say that because he's so woolly and fluffy. And we have them here too, so I know that. Or pretty similar. But bugs, that's why I thought it would be. But so since we are on the questions, since we are on the bird questions, I actually want to introduce a new format, and I call it Numbers and Birds, Birds and Numbers. And it's a guessing game. You have to guess a number. Oh, and boy. And this
I'm terrified
time,
already.
And this time I'm the topic is ostriches. So
ostriches.
Ostriches, the one of the most dangerous birds for humanity. I think they are like one of the most dangerous birds to humanity. They killed the most humans and stuff. It's pretty obvious why, because they have a gigantic kicking force. And
yeah, they do.
For starters, I want to you to guess how strong their kicking force is in pounds per square inch. I made it American friendly, so
what?
I converted it to pounds per square inch. So with how many pounds they are kicking?
Juko, you go first.
So yes. Guess a number. And the one who is closest wins the prize. So Juko, what's your guess?
No idea.
Can we do this like all a Price is Right style? Like if he guesses one number, I can go like...
Who
one more than he does.
Yeah, you can do that. But you're the first, so you do not have that advantage. So
see,
guess
how much an ostrich weighs.
No, with how much force he kicks in kilometer in kilo no in pounds,
pounds per
inch.
Square inch.
Yeah. Per square inch, yeah.
Just guess your best, dude.
125.
What? How much?
125.
Okay, 125. Storm, what do you think? Give me a number. The price is hot.
If I had to guess, I don't know. Shit. What? 800 or something? 800. Fine. Fuck.
800 for
fuck.
Storm. 800 for Storm. Core, what do you
799. Think? No, I'm kidding. 250 pounds per square inch.
250. And Storm is the winner because he got 800, the highest. And the actual force they're kicking with is 200 pounds per square inch.
I said 250!
2,000 pounds per square inch.
Holy fuck!
That's 141 kilogram for our listeners that do not come from the US or one of the other countries that have that stupid measurement system.
I just dropped the F-bomb near a small child. My bad.
So, So 141 kilogram or 200 pounds per square inch. And that's a fucking lot. That's twice as hard as an elite boxer can punch you in the face. And they can easily kill a full-grown lion. So don't fuck with ostriches, okay?
No kidding.
And we are continuing with the numbers. And what do you think is the maximum size of an ostrich in feet?
The maximum size?
The maximum size. So how tall can an ostrich grow? And this time we're starting with core to make it fair.
I'm going to guess 7 feet.
7 feet. Okay.
This is from the bottom of their feet to the top of their head when standing erect, right?
Yeah.
Yes, Storm. I just said erect. Get over it.
Storm.
I'm sorry.
Storm. Core guess 7 feet. How much feet do you guess?
From the bottom of their feet to the top of their head?
Yeah.
Core's number is pretty good. I would say probably I've seen an ostrich. I don't know. Six feet.
6 feet for Storm. You too. Chuko, do you go higher or lower than... So, at the moment, we have 7 feet and 6 feet. How many do you guess, Chuko?
For some reason, 8 foot is stuck in my head. So, yeah, 8 foot.
8 feet. And therefore, you're winning because an ostrich can grow up to 10 feet.
Oh my God.
You're kidding me.
2.7 meters. Almost 3 meters. That's gigantic.
No.
But they have you have to take into consideration that they have a really long neck.
No, so I did. I think I told you guys, but I grew up like for a couple of years we had ostriches.
Yeah, and some kinds of ostriches can be like 2.7 meters.
Oh my god.
10 feet. Almost 10 feet, I would say. So the biggest ever measured ostrich was about 10 feet. Yeah.
I'm terrified.
And then some other very interesting fact. I have more questions, but I think I will conclude it with that question. How large are ostrich eyes in the diameter? So diameter
ostrich
of ostrich eyes?
Inches.
Inches. In inches.
All right, yeah. We'll start with you, Core, I guess.
And to make it a bit more... we start with Storm this time, then Chuko, then Core. Then we have all the... I think then we have it. And Storm, you can also guess in with points. You know what I mean? You can say like 1.2 inches or... 300.666 inches, so whatever you want. So to make it a bit more, yeah, guessable. So, okay. Storm, what do you guess? How much inches in diameters are ostrich eyes?
From the ostriches I remember seeing at the zoo, their eyes were quite large, so I'm going to say 4 inches.
4 inches for Storm. Core. And you, Chuko, is next. Chuko, what do you think?
4.5 inches.
I don't know.
Four and a half inches. You're...
So this is diameter from one side to another.
Yeah, in diameter.
Yes, 3 inches in diameter.
And Core, therefore you won this round. Because ostrich eyes are 2 inches in diameter, and therefore they have the biggest eye of any terrestrial animal.
Wow.
That's good to know. There are, of course, aquatic animals that have larger eyes, and yeah, I don't know if any bird has larger eyes, but yeah, that's a very cool fact to know.
I agree. That's really neat.
I'm now significantly more terrified, and I think it's a miracle that I'm still alive after having raised ostriches. It's a miracle that I was never kicked.
You should always wear a safety guard if you work with ostriches.
I was nine!
And you survived.
My idea of safety was not jumping on them from above 6 feet high.
I think you're fine if they don't see a threat in you, so
I would climb their, like, up on like hay bales or straw bales and like wait for one to pass by the straw bale and then jump down on its back and like cling on for dear life. That was my idea of fun.
Oh god, good that you're still living,
right?
Exactly. Juko, is there anything you ever wanted to ask each one of us individually? Can be any question at all.
Oh, don't give him that power.
We should give him this power. So, as revenge, think about it. Ask us a question. and you earned your revenge, I guess.
Nervous laughter.
I don't think I've ever actually thought about. I have no idea. I don't have any questions, really.
He's barely conscious at this point.
Okay, then. Then, yeah, I can understand that.
Well, why don't we go to actual bird chat and see if they have any questions for us?
Okay, yeah, we got a couple.
We got a couple. And we all ask them to Yuchuku first.
Yes.
It's because we love you.
I don't feel love.
Hey, it's attention. Accept it.
I don't want the attention.
If we didn't like you, we'd ignore you.
So Adrian asked, have you ever tried eating bird seed or other types of bird foods? So Chuku, have you ever tried that?
Does eating sunflowers count? Because no.
No, I think he means actually food is what that was declared as bird food.
No, no.
That's weird.
I don't. No,
I don't think we're that heavy lifestylers.
Okay, then I actually did that once because when I was younger, my family had a cockatiel. And someday they brought like super expensive cockatiel food, and it had like dried fruits in it and stuff, and it was like a cereal, and fuck, it tasted pretty good. It really tasted good, and I thought,
did you put milk in it? Tell me that.
No, I did not put, but I ate it together with the cockatiel. Like I gave him a piece, and I ate a piece, and then he got a piece. Yeah,
I've always been kind of curious as to what millet tastes like, but like I don't know.
Also, I already tasted thing. How is it called? Just let me translate it. Millet. Yeah, millet. Oh, it's millet. Okay, now I know it. I already tried millet because it's we also can make food from millet. So why not?
I think the closest I've ever been to actually trying something like that, I would say I was probably about 5 years old, and the dog had beef-flavored dog food. I was kind of curious, and turns out it doesn't really taste like beef.
I did the same thing with cat food when I was probably about the same age.
Yeah, my brother also ate dog food, and I was like disgusted, and I was 3 years old or stuff.
We all have to remember something here, and that is that the taste palate of a dog is much different than that of a human or a bird. So what tastes good to a dog, not necessarily going to taste good to you and I.
The same goes for cat food, because cats can't actually taste sweet.
I never knew that.
I learned it in my I learned that, and they have different tongues, so to say, different taste receptors, and like we humans, we are going like crazy for sweet stuff. They are going crazy for protein containing stuff. So that makes sense, because they almost exclusively feed on meat. So yeah, it makes sense, I think.
Yeah, or carnivorous creature.
Yeah.
Okay, what's our next question?
I've got a question for you here, if you don't mind. The question is this. Do you have or want to... It's asked by Adrian Legris, and the question is do you have or want a pet bird? And if so, what species?
A pigeon. really, God. I like pigeons. A doe for a pigeon. I like the critters. They are like, if you have them with a pet, they are like the cutest critters ever.
What about you, Cor?
I have actually put some thought into this. So as far as like traditional pets, no. I don't want like a cockatiel or a parrot or anything like that.
Let me guess.
This
let me guess what you want. You want a toucan.
Yes and no. I wouldn't want an actual toucan as a pet. I mean, I want one, but I would never get one as a pet because they're really not meant to be kept in a house.
Yeah, I think it's the same.
I think most bird species are not really meant to be indoors. That's my personal philosophy, so I won't ever have an indoor species of bird. I have, however, thought about and would actually consider getting... well, I definitely want chickens when I get a place of my own because fresh eggs are just, like, the bomb. And I want, like, a mating pair of peacocks. I'm not joking about this. I love the sound they make, regardless of what time it is in the morning. Our neighbors had them when I was a kid, so, like, I kind of got used to it, and I just love the sound they make. Plus, the males are really pretty, and they're amazing guard animals. So they don't, like, attack intruders, but if there's an unfamiliar presence in their territory, they will sound off. Mm. And I think that would be really useful. And then I also talked to my girlfriend Gina about it, and she wants quails.
Oh, quails are cool, too.
Yeah. I'm not sure if she wants to raise them for, like, their meat or their eggs. But either way, I'm good.
quail eggs are pretty expensive, so...
Probably for the eggs.
Makes sense. Yeah. See, I think she wouldn't kill them for the meat.
I think if we ever got, like, pet quails, yeah, they would be way too cute to actually slaughter. That'd be horrible.
Yeah.
Plus, they got the little dealy bob in front, and that's, like, their motivation for existing is to catch the end of the dealy bob. So that's why you see them just, like, hopping and running everywhere. So they're trying to catch the little dealy bob in front of their face.
The dealy bob. What about you, Juco?
I haven't actually given too much thought about it. I've considered it a time or two, but I would probably be more traditional and, you know, getting a parrot or something like that, but I don't know.
You'd be a pirate.
Arr.
Well, okay.
Ooh, a pirate.
My family got, when I was younger, a Nande Conyer, and we named the bird Maxie. Maxie turns out to be a female, which we found out one day when she started laying eggs. But she's incredibly intelligent. Comes up to you, will sing to you, and if she does not like you, she will happily bite your finger off. But I literally have held Maxie and stroked her neck. She really likes that, and had seen her fall asleep on my chest.
Oh my!
It is absolutely adorable. Wonderful, wonderful bird. Nande Conyers. Gorgeous bird, too. Really gorgeous.
Oh, yeah. I'm always put a lot of thought in naming my my pets. Like, I had a pet rat I called Squeezy. And then I always think about why I... And I actually have a hissing cockroach I called Pagan Min and Sabel.
So, I refer to it as a hissing cockroach. It's a little tiny asshole.
Hissing cockroach. I left them.
Beautiful, beautiful Regday. We love you so much.
Hi, Regday.
Question is this. Do you play any musical instrument? And if not, what musical instrument would you like to play? The person I would like to answer first is Juco.
Well, I'll tell you what. I play the mean... air guitar and stomach.
Stomach?
Stomach.
Okay. Can you get different tonal, like if you hit different spots? Mm. Alternating between chest and stomach? Okay.
Yeah. I can slam myself against the head or the wall or something, too. That's pretty interesting stuff.
Hey, I've actually seen, like, street performers just use their body as an instrument, hit different parts of their body to perform. So that'd actually be cool talent.
Yeah.
Be cool talent.
And as for something I would like to learn how to play, I'd actually like to learn how to play the guitar. Right. Pretty cliche, but yeah.
It's a talent.
Yeah, guitar is cool. Yeah. Guitar is cool.
For me, I've played the recorder. In fourth grade, we were mandatory taught how to play the recorder.
Well, that's just American schools.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I for instrument, I voluntarily kind of started to learn, but I'm still in the progress of learning. Is drums. Drumming is my family. My uncle loves how to drum. loves drumming and does so for a band, and it's something I'm interested in. And for learning how to play an instrument, it's a toss-up between something like the violin or the piano, because I find both of those instruments to be very beautiful. And one day I think I'm going to go out and learn them, because they really are. They make a beautiful sound.
Nice. Fleeks?
I learned like classical recorder at childcare teacher school, and then
it must be, like, worldwide.
I already tried to learn bass guitar, and I already tried to learn e-guitar, and both I gave up after some time. But I'm actually doing composed music in Guitar Pro. Maybe some guitarists know that program. And okay. I actually already composed a whole metal album for the band I was in.
Oh,
so, and yeah, I think you listened to it, Core, right?
And having listened to it, yes, your band was actually pretty freaking awesome, if I can say.
Yeah. And I just digitally composed it, and it was pretty much learning by doing. But yeah, I don't have an idea to how to. I have an idea about this music theory, but I don't really have an idea about how to playing an instrument skillfully. But actually, I want to learn piano. Piano is like awesome, I think, and you can do the most things with that, like. On your computer and stuff. I think that would be nice, and I would love to compose video game tracks.
As for me, let's see here. So I do know how to play the keyboard just a little bit. If I practice a little bit, I can probably do like Bowser's theme, and like actually most of my learning off of it was replaying songs off of the Mario and Luigi game, where Superstar Saga.
Yeah.
So, Mario and Luigi Superstar Uh-oh. Saga, so I can do like most of the songs off of that game's soundtrack. I can do the keyboard, so I also can barely do some guitar things. Like I can do Smoke on the Water with my electric guitar that I haven't touched in like a year now. As for an instrument I want to learn, I actually want to learn the ukulele, like legitimately. Just, I would love to be able to just kind of like whip that out and just kind of like, you know, just start like playing anthems for people, just like little kind of anthems.
Yeah. You should learn banjo.
oh boy. It, like, you know, encounter some other guy who has a banjo as well and just dueling banjos it up. How hipster would that be?
Yeah, and I think for a rural area like Utah, it would be pretty fitting. Pretty much fitting.
This is not rural.
This is not rural.
No, where Juko's from is rural.
That is very rural.
Eli, the Blue Jay, asked me to give you a bit of German lessons.
Oh, no.
He challenged me to that, and I thought, why not?
Of course you thought that.
I'll do it my way, with a little kind of quiz, and it works the following. I'll give you German terms, and I will translate them to English for you. But I will do that very literally, word by word, and you have to find out how to correctly translate it to English.
Okay, so, but a fair warning, literally the only German I know is like Eins, zwei, drei, tanzen, da 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 da. That's it. That's the extent of my German.
That's why I literally translated to English, and you can guess. So if I just would put German words, it would have no point, I think. So, and the German words I give you at first is Nacktschnecke. It's literally translated to English with naked snail. What could be a naked snail?
Oh, so we have to... Okay. Slug.
Yeah, correct. 1.4 core. It's like... I will note your points down and tell you how many points you have in the end. So you have to be fast. You have to be fast. So 1.4 core. So the next word I have for you is handshoe. Hand shoe. What could be a hand shoe?
Glove?
Was it Yuko? Yuko, did you say what did you say, Yuko? Yuko?
Glove?
Glove is right. 1 point for Yuko.
Oh my god.
Okay.
So we could actually call it hand shoe and the shoe, the glove. Lazy animal. Das Faultier. Lazy animal.
Sloth.
Right, Core, right. It was Core, so, right?
This is act as quick as possible.
Answer as quick as possible, right. Storm, you're behind. You should do something against it.
I take more time to think, I'm sorry.
The globe here. Glühbirne. Die Glühbirne. Globe here.
What?
Globe here.
Is that pier? What it was
like? Like the fruit like pier. Like the fruit pier. What? No. A globe
pier. Is that like one of those disco party stick things?
No.
Globe here. Like pier is in the...
Pear. Oh, sorry. Globe pear. I'm so sorry.
Good lord. Globe pear. Like the fruit.
Yeah. Globe pear.
Storm?
Light bulb?
Light bulb is correct. Light bulb.
Oh my gosh.
It's a glowing pear in German. I'm sorry for pronouncing it wrong first.
I ain't going to even pretend to have a clue. I'm not going to lie, guys.
Now I'm going with something, another animal. That's my, you will probably guess it. It's the Vogelspinne. No, not this time. Vogelspinne, the bird spider. What could be the bird spider in English?
Hell.
Sounds familiar, but I'm drawing a blank.
I give you a hint. It's one of the biggest spiders.
The bird not a spider in Australia? What?
No.
Tarantula?
The tarantula, right, Core. You're good.
That was a guess, man. I don't know.
It's the bird spider, yeah. It's the tarantula. Then we have one very ridiculous one. It's the Arschgeweih, the ass antlers. Ass antlers.
A reindeer?
No, why should be a reindeer ass antlers?
I don't know! I suck at this!
You could also say butt antlers if you did not hear the ass, but ass antlers.
I don't have a clue.
Earwig? Yeah.
No. it's more or less slang for... So, I give you a hint. It's some kind of stuff. It's a tattoo. It's a kind of tattoo.
Like a tramp stamp?
Is it a tramp stamp?
How is it pronounced? How is it wrote? Tramp?
Tramp stamp. Like the tattoo you get right above your butt.
Right. It's a tramp stamp.
Okay, yeah. That's Juko. That was Juko's point.
Wow.
Yeah, Juko got a point. Juko got a point. And then a final one. I think Core already won, so let's make the next question gives you like 2 points. So Storm can win anymore, but Juko can like get on the same pace as a Core, at least.
Yeah.
Or Storm can get on the same amount of points as Juko.
We just tie up.
Okay. And now it's pretty easy, I think. But yeah, are you ready?
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah.
Brustwarzen. Briestwarts.
Is that a bratwurst?
No. Briestwarts.
Nipples?
Yeah, right, Core.
I had wrist.
Like my thought was like, is he mispronouncing breast?
No.
Okay, we'll go with that. Nipples.
Breastwards.
The things I was rubbing on Juko earlier.
Breastwards. I'm sorry. My stupid... I think my stupid German pronunciation did not help, but you did it well. So, Corey the winner. Corey the winner with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 points. And Juko is the second winner with 2 points. And Storm... Yay. This did not get any point.
Yeah.
So I don't know
any more German than I knew before.
So
no, me either.
No, we got this, I think. Do we want to have the same thing next time?
Maybe.
I'm down. Yeah.
Okay. I have a lot of more words for that, so
okay. I'll proceed to panic.
Well, as you all know, we depend on our wonderful audience to kiss a bird to keep the show growing. Last week, a special bird went ahead and decided to give us some wonderful kisses, and we want to go ahead and give a shout out to a wonderful bird named Regde.
Our hoopo!
Regde is a wonderful, wonderful bird. Absolutely wonderful. Left us some wonderful, beautiful commentary from the heart. Obviously one of our biggest supporters. We really wouldn't do this without supporters like you, and your commentary is what really helps us going. And to show you how much we care about you and your commentary and birds like you that support this show, our wonderful Fleeks has prepared a little song he would like to sing you.
Song? No, it's actually a poem because I'm not drunk enough.
I'd like to go ahead and pass this microphone over to Fleeks and allow him to share his poem.
Recti, I wrote a poem for you just to tell you how much we are appreciating you. And I did my best with my limited English skills. it's 4 lines. So, Recti, thank you for the donation. We are pretty glad. Take all the appreciation. You are super rad. That works. I see. Violet is blue. Juko is pink.
And Regde, we wish we had more birds just like you.
I don't know.
I appreciate the originality of the hoopo. Hoopo. That's what Regde is.
Oh, that's cool, yeah. I did not know what species he was, but yeah, so next time we are making some quiz about how's this bird species called again?
So here's an idea, and I mean, I could give, like, if someone donates, like, you know, more than just like the dollar, you know, if you appreciate an episode, you know, you donate a dollar. If you want to go above and beyond that, like, maybe I can like give some facts about that person's like specific bird species that may otherwise be unknown, that kind of thing. But yeah, if I did that with Regde, I don't know if these interesting facts would necessarily be very complimentary. Because the hoopo is one of the smelliest birds in the world.
Oh my.
Well, Regde, it's the scent of love. That's what we smell. The scent of love.
Yeah, also, okay, sure. Also, maybe we could bring Core to sing a song for you if you donate enough. Don't really have a bird of the week, but I would do a shout out to the Tumblr, lots and lots of birds, because they are they're posting amazing bird art, bird photos and memes, and a lot of the started stuff is pretty funny or cute and silly, and I think it's worth to follow it if you're on Tumblr. It's really a blog that's totally committed to birds, and I'm really enjoying following them. So my recommendation.
Cool. Okay.
I'm going to give a shout out to all of the birds, the wonderful birds I met at Midwest Fur Fest. Keep on mother clucking. We appreciate it. And as well as to our wonderful listeners, we wouldn't do this without you. And also to our guest, Juko, even though you are ashamed of being pink at times, trust me, you're the most beautiful pink bird I've had the privilege of meeting this far. And
we adore you. That's why we pick on you.
I heard him whispering.
So. Yeah, he's saying, I am purple.
I am purple.
No, you're pink. Purple.
No! You're the pinkest purple I've ever had the privilege of meeting. So thank you so much for coming on air. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
No, thank you so much for joining us. As always, you can catch us on Facebook, Bird Life Podcast. Same with the Twitter, Bird Life Podcast. You can email us at beep@bird.life. And always be beeping.
Beep, always beep. Be beeping.
Always be beeping.
Hopefully, he put his underwear on first. If not,
I always stream without pants because no, I'm just kidding. But
it's liberating.
It's liberating, and I have more self. I want to say that I have more self-esteem when I'm. No, but I'm
that you can't that you can't even podcast on a radio show pantsless, apparently.
Yes, and fun fact for you, speaking of pantsless, I have recorded this podcast in my Griffin birthday suit. So the more you know. Okay.
Yay. Floppy Griffin penis.
And I hope, Core, I hope you're wearing pants right now.
Yes. Don't. I'm in public.
Yeah, that's that was obvious, right?
Floppy okay. Griffin penis. Oh, God.
I'm wondering if Birdie is still recording, but I doubt it. Oh, yeah,
Birdie was just typing something.
Help! And the Raven dropped out. So only Birdie can hear us right now. Hey, Birdie.
Hey, Birdieers. Birdieers, did I ever tell you how much I love you? I really do love you, Birdies. You are the most sexy robot and the robotic bird I've ever met in my life. And I hope by whispering nice, sweet things to you, you give me a pay raise sometime. Oh, God. Flakes.
This is the chaos broadcast. Okay, Birdius says right now, yes, that it is still recording, but Yuko and Cora gone. They've been murdered.
Fact fucking Ravens. God damn it. I knew I should have worn that Griffin before going out.
So, I will use the time to